ABC Radio Australia.
Well, after a long wait and mounting pressure, the government in Kiribati has finally released a report into the ferry disaster that killed at least 80 people early last year. But the report can only be accessed under the tightest of guidelines. Locals in Kiribati say they can only view a hard copy of it under close supervision and that no photos or notes are allowed to be taken in. Now, the Kiribati opposition leader has said that the public's outraged by the government's limiting of the report's release. They've described the move as undemocratic. Our reporter Priyanka Srinivasan's following the story for us. Priyanka, what more do we know about this report, given the limitations?
Well, the report contains findings from a commission of inquiry set up by the government last year to investigate the sinking of MV Busaroy. The government has announced that the report is publicly available now, calling the release a milestone and a step forward for government transparency. But local Ikiribas have told Pacific Beat that the document is only available under strict conditions. If they want to view it, they have to go to the National Library or Office of the President, and even then, they can't take photos of the documents or record what they read. And online, only the title page and the contents page of the report have been published on the government website, which has no details about the findings or what may have caused the disaster. Kiribati's opposition leader, Sitabu Tabane, who hasn't himself seen the report, says the guidelines are outrageous and says the government has failed the public.
One of the rules is you read it according to the allotted time, just something like half an hour now. This is an allotted time given to you who wish to read the report. Then the rules is that you are not allowed to make copies, to take photos, even to take notes. So, as I said before, I think it's just for your eyes only. You just go there, you just look at it, read it, and then that's it. Once your time is up, you leave the place.
That is the opposition leader in Kiribati, Sitabu Tabane, there. So, Priyanka, why might the government be limiting the release of the report in this way?
It's not clear. Pacific Beat spoke to a representative from the Office of the President who said they were looking for a copy of the report to give us. We are still waiting for that. There have been earlier allegations from members of the opposition that the government was withholding the release of this report intentionally because they may have been trying to hide their involvement in the tragedy. Early media reports suggested the boat was unseaworthy and overloaded when it sank. Sitabu Tabane, Kiribati's opposition leader, did tell me some of the victims' families were looking to press charges against the government based on the results of this investigation. And he said that his party was also looking to question the government for preventing the widespread release of the report.
We're trying to find ways of trying to challenge the changing rules. If there need to be the court challenge, we'll be looking at those things. I think we owe it to the public, Priyanka. The people have been waiting for it. And, it's just the way we tell the public, that's the finishing touches of what the government has been asked to do, by being so secretive about it. This is not done.